The opening of New Hampshire's new women's prison has been delayed until sometime next year due to staffing issues. Construction of the $48 million facility in Concord is expected to be completed this fall. When it's done, it will be triple the size of the current women's prison in Goffstown. But Department of Corrections officials say they're having trouble finding people to work at the new prison, and that is forcing them to push back the opening date. Elliot Berry is a managing attorney with New Hampshire Legal Assistance, and he represents a group of female prisoners whose class action lawsuit led to the state approving funding for the project. He joins us on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
This project has already seen its share of delays, of course. So with the opening now being pushed back another year, how concerned are you about where the project is headed?
I'm very concerned. And the issue for me is not the difficulty that the department is having filling the slots that have been funded, because that's going to get taken care of in a reasonable period of time, I would think. The bigger problem is that the department told the legislature that they needed, I believe it was 75 positions and additional positions to adequately run the facility and provide the programs and services that were required, but only 55 were actually funded. Even looking through the end of fiscal year 2019, there is still no guarantee that they'll have sufficient staff to have a prison that can be in parity with the men's prison.
So why is that? Where's that disparity coming from with these numbers?
Well, quite frankly, this is a problem between the department and the legislature. I believe the department's representation that they need all of those positions to provide a prison with adequate security and adequate programs and services. But the legislature appears not to believe that or to think that this is something that can continue indefinitely.
Is it possible that there could be further legal action here?
Yes.
If so, what would be the circumstances?
Well, there is an action pending right now in the Merrimack County Superior Court that was stayed by agreement of the parties once the state appropriated the capital budget, provided the money to actually build the new prison. Quite frankly, we didn't anticipate a situation in which the state would provide the funds to build the structure and then not provide enough money to adequately staff it. So one option would be to reactivate that suit, and that's something we're seriously considering.
How closely are you monitoring the Department of Corrections hiring efforts?
Well, again, the issue for us isn't their hiring efforts. We've been in discussions with the department, and it seems like they're doing everything they can. I mean, a lot of this has to do with wage levels and a low unemployment rate and a lot of larger economic forces that they don't have much control over. But the concerning problem for me or for us is that there simply aren't enough funded positions so that even if they fill the vacant ones, there's still not going to be an adequate number to provide the necessary program services and security that the new prison requires.
Can you speak to what the current conditions are for women prisoners now in Goffstown?
Yeah, the major issues that we raised were the severe lack of programs for a vocational training and the lack of industries programs where women actually engage in jobs that are anywhere near comparable to what the men have, and more importantly, that are adequate to help train them for jobs once they get out. There has been no meaningful change in that because of the limitations of the building.
So you do feel that when this facility is fully built out and fully staffed, it would put it on parity?
We're certainly hopeful. I mean, obviously, you never know until it's up and running, but that it certainly has that potential, and we're optimistic that that would be the result.
Well, what is the next step here as far as what's going on with these delays and so on? What's the next step from your perspective?
Well, certainly, I hope there are serious discussions between the department, hopefully the governor's office, and the legislative leaders to see if there's a way to get a supplemental appropriation so that the facility can be staffed and can open in a reasonable period of time. If that doesn't happen, then, again, we have a very serious decision to make about whether we will reactivate the lawsuit.
Elliot Berry is a managing attorney with New Hampshire Legal Assistance. Thank you for the time.
My pleasure. Have a good day.